Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 22, and we've just begun this chapter. And this is a chapter that David describes at the very beginning. Verse 1, he says this, "And David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." Excuse me there. I just came out of two worship services. So this is the song. And David had spoke this song, had proclaimed this song. We see it in basically the same format, well, just a couple little words, a little different, in Psalm 18. So David is singing this song to the Lord, and it's after the Lord has delivered him from all of his enemies, from the hand of Saul and from the hand of all the other enemies. And there were many of them that we've seen so far. Now, we've looked at the first sentence of it, so I just want to press on a couple more sentences. Here's verse 2, what we've seen already. He said, and this is David saying this, okay? This is what David said in his song. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence." So verses 2 and 3 right here, one sentence. And David is just declaring, "Lord, you are my rock." Remember, we saw that word literally means like crag. You're my place of safety. I can crawl up underneath and be protected. That the Lord is our fortress. He's our deliverer. He is the one in whom we take refuge. He's our shield. He protects us, okay? He's the horn of our salvation. Well, what is that talking about? The horn is where you would keep the oil, where you would store things, okay? We remember about a couple of hundred years ago, you would keep gunpowder in the horn, that kind of thing. But then the Lord, again, is the stronghold, his refuge, then the Savior, and that he is the one who saved David and saves us from violence, from wrong, from cruelty, from injustice. That's what that word means. So verse 4, we press on. David says this, "I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." So we see, and David mentions this several times in other Psalms, the 48th and 96th Psalm. We've seen it in the accounts that we've read so far of David in 1 and 2 Samuel, that when he had trouble with the enemies, he would call upon the Lord. Sometimes he would inquire upon the Lord. We've seen recently where he sought the presence of the Lord as to what to do. He called upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I think maybe that gives us a little insight into how David called upon the Lord. And we've seen elements of this already, but here is forthright. That not only did he call upon the Lord to inquire, to say, "God, what do I need to do?" Not only did he seek the presence of God for comfort and for strategy and for understanding, but that he praised the Lord. "I call upon the Lord who's worthy to be praised." I think sometimes we forget this. You know, I'm thinking of things right now that I'm bringing before the Lord, okay? And I'm thinking, you know what? I need to do it maybe in a little different way. And there's nothing wrong with saying, "God, I have a need here. God, I need this to be done." Okay, there's a particular thing, for instance, I've been bringing before some of our friends and leadership here locally. And I guess express it this way. "God, I need you to do something." That's all I've said. "I need you to do something." And it's been going on now for months. "God, I need you to do something." And I don't know how long we may go, but "God, I need you to do something." That's great. That's fine. But maybe I need to come back a little more and call upon the name of the Lord from the point of view that he is worthy to be praised. Okay? Worthy to be praised. Particularly the thing that I'm thinking of, which obviously I'm not sharing with you, all right? But the thing I'm thinking of, yes, I'm thinking, "Yeah, Lord, I need to praise you more in the midst of this thing that I need you to do." I'm going to start doing that, okay? "Yes, Lord, I need to praise you." And David is declaring that. "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised." And then he declares, "And I'm saved from my enemies." It is the Lord that saves us. Now, what was David talking about? And, you know, if you just read this one verse right here, you don't really know. When you read the next two verses, really more than that, next two or three verses and beyond that, you see what he's talking about. Listen to verse 5. For the waves of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of Sheol, or the netherworld, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. So whatever it was, and we've already seen several instances in David's life that are pictures of this right here, he was staring down death face to face. He describes it in a very poetic and musical and song type of way. I mean, it's great. The waves of death encompass me. He's being overwhelmed with waves. What do waves do? One after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. The waves of death encompass me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. What do we usually associate the word torrents with? With rain, torrents of rain, that type of thing. In other words, destruction is raining down upon me, is coming down upon me, is overwhelming me, terrifying me is what that word overwhelm means. So waves of death coming against him, all about him, encompassing all around him. Torrents of destruction raining down, terrifying him. The cords of Sheol, okay, the cords of the netherworld, and you see that in one of the Psalms, the 116th Psalm, had come up against him. In other words, they were binding him and tying him up, trying to drag him down. He says that Sheol is surrounding him, and the snares of death confronted me. So, I mean, you can see that he's being circled about, he's being tied down, and he doesn't know what to do. Verse 7, last verse for the day. In my distress. Well, yeah, this is quite a distress, no doubt. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Yes, I cried to my God, and from his temple, he heard my voice. And my cry for help came into his ears. So he's showing the scene, he's showing the circumstance that it's a lot more than what we may think, and just what it said in verse 4, I called upon the Lord, who's worthy to be praised, and I'm saved from my enemies. Yeah, that's great and wonderful. But then you see the depth of it. First word of verse 5, for, in other words, referring back to verse 4, in light of this, this is what the depth of it was. But he says, in the midst of this horrific distress, I called upon the Lord, I cried to my God, and he heard me. From his temple, from his place of dwelling, from where he is, he heard my voice, and my cry came to his ears. Well, what did the Lord do? Well, he's already told us that he saved him. But we're actually going to get more insight in the verses that follow about this. So, read this 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel. Read it in sort of the way that we're going through it right now, and let the Lord reveal to you. There's so much here. There's so many things that we just so quickly and just sort of read over, you know. Let's not do that. Let's go back and just pay attention and read it. Read it out loud to yourself and watch what the Lord reveals to you. Well, thank you for your time. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you on the next episode. Goodbye.